Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with a high nearing 90. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, staying partly cloudy with a low around 67. Some rain early on Tuesday, then sunny with a high of 92. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible Tuesday night with a low around 68. A slight chance for some rain on Wednesday as well, otherwise sunny with a high of 92 and scattered showers possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A legal battle is underway regarding the newly passed SB 180 from the Kansas State Legislature, also known as the Women's Bill of Rights, that would define biological sex in the state of Kansas and prohibiting individuals from changing their driver's license and other state-issued IDs to a different gender. As KSNT News reports, that the latest lawsuit was presented by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the ACLU of Kansas, saying the bill is discriminatory and against federal law.
Because the 2019 ruling by a federal district court said that the state of Kansas has to treat everyone fairly, has to treat transgender Kansans fairly and give them the opportunity to change their birth certificates, but also folks who had clerical errors on their birth certificates.
That was Micah Kubik, the executive director for the ACLU of Kansas on KSNT News, where he goes on to say that he believes the bill will fail in court with a lack of enforcement mechanism and creating an environment of fear for the LGBTQ community.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state.
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
Celebrate with us in July at Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino, your home of life-changing jackpots. While supplies last, earn 20 points on your Seven Clans Rewards card. Receive a free American flag t-shirt. July, these more random rewards. $2,500 in random rewards will be given away every Wednesday. $6,000 in random rewards on Saturday, beginning July 8th. And a brand new 2023 Ram 1500 will be given away on July 29th. All here at your home for life-changing jackpots. Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino. Highway 77 New Curtain.
Community. The university has Kansas has announced a new donation of near $100,000 to the university that they say will help continue their master's and doctoral candidates earn degrees in environmental engineering.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
And shorten race at Atlanta Motor Speedway and
Nebraska. Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A lightning strike that happened during a severe storm at the end.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain. Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners considered options for a new jail, unanimously approving purchase of 6 lots, which comprise the Nordis Motor Company location on Broadway, east across the street from the current facility in Marysville. The $350,000 purchase is contingent on a jail fitting on the site, passing environmental testing, and approval by the public of funding necessary for construction. An option east of Marysville on land previously purchased was turned down by voters on a petition ballot. It was suggested that zoning and proximity to the historic courthouse be considered, and was noted the downtown location would be closer to the courthouse and would not require new roads or streets and infrastructure. A preliminary estimate of remodel and expansion was in the neighborhood of some $9 million, which could be some $3 million below estimates for the East Marysville site. Concern with limited future expansion was expressed during discussion, and a finance proposal for construction would need to be finalized. A lease purchase arrangement was used on the initial jail project proposal, with a bond issue or sales tax options also available. No further action was taken on the project or as to financing at the meeting last week. Commissioners had met previously with city leaders from throughout the county to get feedback regarding the jail. Marshall County Clerk presented a draft budget to the board, which was reviewed and adjustments suggested. These, along with a $100 per month cost of living increase in wages, will be reviewed again with a proposed mill levy of 45.697. Washington County Commissioners appointed Brock Funk to the Washington County Hospital Board, replacing Dr. Larry Stoppel, who is retired and is moving. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. Chris Rule of Liberty spoke with Gage County supervisors last week about a potential hog facility being proposed in that area with concerns for the road. He'd like an engineer or someone from the safety board to look at the road and assess whether the condition of the road is safe, with a report on file so it can be public. Supervisors approved several requests for visitor improvement grants as matches toward various projects. The Kansas Corporation Commission will begin public hearings this week to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. The application requests an average monthly rate increase of $14.24 for Evergy customers. Commission approval is required before a regulated utility can change its rates. First of three public hearings will be Tuesday, July 11th in Topeka at the Washburn University, then July 13th in Overland Park, and finally July 27th at Wichita State. For additional details, contact the Kansas Corporation Commission Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Verna M. Bikeman, age 83, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, rural Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Verna Bikeman. Maxine F. Oatney, age 92, of Waterville, passed away July 4th. Funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Maxine Oatney. Donald J. Pops Meister, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 5th. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donald Pops Meister. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu with a biscuit, baby bakers, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, beef tips with mushroom gravy, with mashed potato, Scandinavian blend, peaches, and cake. KNDY News time is 7:13.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. And some rain may linger early on Tuesday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. Showers and thunderstorms possible Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And more rain possible on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 100s. And scattered showers may continue into Tuesday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. A slight chance for some rain still on Wednesday, otherwise sunny and slightly cooler with our highs in the mid 80s and mid 90s. Then showers on and off over Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Still a chance for some showers as we head into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers Friday night with our lows in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July, 91, record high on this date, 110. The average low, 69, the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:55, sunrise in the morning at 6:09. Another welcome round of showers on Friday evening, and it's 64 with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of July. DNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The Rays finally win, and history is made at the MLB draft. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Rays were looking to avoid getting swept by the Braves in Tampa Bay. Up 5-2, bottom fourth when Yandy Diaz extended the lead.
2-2. Swinging a ball hit off the end of the bat to left center field. Over and back is Harris to the wall. Gone!
The call on WDAE. The Rays exploded for 10 runs to beat Atlanta 10-4 and end a 7-game losing streak. The second-best team in the American League, the Orioles, were in Minneapolis. It was an easy day for Baltimore. Top five, Birds leading 5-1 when Aaron Hicks got a hold of one.
Pitch on the way, fly ball right field. Kepler back, looking up, it's gone. Aaron Hicks, the former Twin, with a 3-1 blast.
The call on WBAL, that three-run jack was one of six Orioles home runs on the day en route to a 15-2 beatdown of the Twins. The AL West leading Rangers taking on the Nationals in D.C., bottom five, scoreless.
Ending the second inning, swings here and hits one of the year to deep right center. Tavares back, warning track, wall, and it is gone! Goodbye!
The call on WJFK, Dom Smith put the Nats on the board and they never looked back, winning 7-2. Pirates topped the D-backs 4-2. The Dodgers are now tied with Arizona for first place. Brewers blanked the Reds 1-0. Royals down the first place Guardians 4-1. Marlins beat the Phillies 7-3. Mariners edged the Astros 3-1 and the Giants shut out the Rockies 1-0. History made at last night's MLB draft. Pitcher Paul Skenes drafted by the Pirates and outfielder Dylan Cruz picked up by the Nationals, both from LSU, becoming the first college teammates ever to be drafted 1 and 2. The U.S. men's national team is heading to the Gold Cup semifinals after dispatching Canada 3-2 on penalty kicks, and Team USA women blank Wales 2-0 in their final World Cup tune-up. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, July the 10th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag News. Well, a lot of movement in the grain markets last week. Here's grain economist Dan O'Brien with K-State University to talk about it.
Well, the grain stocks report came out and showed lower stocks than had been expected for a number of major commodities. So that in itself, if we only had that alone, that would have been a bullish factor. But then the acreage report that came out again on June the 30th had sharply more acres of corn planted than had been expected, sharply lower, way sharply, if that's the right university lingo to use, a lot lower acreage of soybeans. So the markets have been reacting in a big way to all that. The futures, of course, that they responded, ended up on yesterday's closes on July the 6th. We had September, which is down to the effective lead contract for corn, closed at 499. It's certainly been higher in the past. When you look at that 499, we had been trading up over $6 in the not-too-distant future. It had fallen to about 480 or so. So the 499 or essentially just under $5 is, for those that have seen that free fall, it's almost relief, you know, that it's not falling more. So that's where that stood at. For soybeans, August, the lead effective lead contract on futures closed at 1448.5. And for soybeans, that contract had traded as low as, well, basically just under $12 and had traded here in the last few days up to above $15. So again, more acres for corn and rainfall and fewer acres for soybeans, even with rainfall, has brought us to the place where corn's been very weak price-wise, relatively speaking, and stabilizing some.
And that's a good ag news on this Monday.
I'm Jeff Aiken.
Tar spot in corn, a newer disease to Kansas, was discovered in 6 northeastern Kansas counties last year and was recently spotted again this year. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre says the tar spot in corn was recently found in Doniphan County.
This disease of corn was reported in Kansas first time last season, late in the season. And it's caused by a fungi called phylloceramides. And it's an obligated pathogen, right? So it requires a living host to live and reproduce, but it also survives in crop residue. And within one season, we can see multiple cycles of tar spot producing more and more lesions even within one season. And this disease likes that high relative humidity and prolonged leaf wetness associated with water, right? So if you either are irrigating your corn fields or have had lots of rain in the past, that puts you at higher risk if the disease is present.
According to Onofre, tar spot looks like spots of tar on corn. However, it also looks like something else, bug poop.
But when you rub your finger, that doesn't come off. That's like tar spot. When it does not come off, when you're out there looking for that black raised bump lesion, right? That tar or that bumpy lesion in the corn leaf. But again, it looks like bug poop, and I have found lots of bug poop across Kansas. But when you find tar spot, you see that that lesion does not come off.
Tar spot in corn can spread from field to field and can negatively impact yield. In terms of management, Onofre says fungicide application is the only option, but several factors need to be considered.
If you find tar spot in your field, there are research showing that applying at first signs, there will be a return of investment that will pay off depending on the levels, right? But if you can, what we have to think here to maximize that yield is protecting the crop from VT to R5. So if you go too early, you're just going to be applying, you know, you're not going to hold disease until the end at maturity, right, at physiological maturity. So depending off the levels, if you're around, I would say, V14, VT, getting close to it, and you have high levels of tar spot, for sure, go ahead and get your application out. Then a second application, it will depend off a lot of factors they have to consider. Is tar spot moving? Is tar spot still active? What's the weather? How close am I from R5? But if you still have movement of tar spot, you might consider applying a second round around that R2, R3. it would be the best scenario.
That's K-State row crop plant pathology specialist Rodrigo Onofre with information on identifying and managing tar spot in corn. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks at Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday. Hey, what a great Monday after the rain. It certainly puts a little different expression on the face, and let's hope for more to come. Well, here today, we will start at 10 o'clock here this morning on a nice run of cattle and hay. Certainly want to announce that we will hold sales the 17th and the 24th of July as the flow of cattle still continue to flow in. So write it down, 17th and 24th, we will be here. Well, I guess the good news to start the day off is the last week the cattle run was a little light, but $1.83 to $1.85 in the cash, in the carcass $2.90. Certainly feels good to add to some rain in a lot of areas, and certainly helps out for the future. Here at 12 o'clock today, we will get into the hay market on the small squares. There's 25 alfalfa. Second cut. Another group of alfalfa, 23 and 23, second cut. In the grass bales, 30 and 1. In the brome bales, 28, 28, 20. Certainly would like to catch some more hay here this morning. In the big ground department, folks, pretty much all in as we do the unloading on Sunday. And on the mornings there, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday on the big grounds. In the round alfalfa, very good stuff. A group of 8, 8, and 8. Second cut, weigh 1774. Round alfalfa, 10. Second cut, weigh 1900. In the round prairie, 22 crop, 14. That look good, 16, 24. In the round straw, there's a group of 11 and a group of 8. So we'll certainly get a straw market fair value here this week. In the round grass, 23 crop, 14, 14, 8, and 8. In the round brome, 23 crop, 11, 10, and 10. In the round wheat slash oats, there is 8 of what we've had to offer for the last 2 weeks. In the fall calving bred cows, we certainly have two bunches coming out of the Dorchester Creed area. 50 black and red fall calving bred cows, 4 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to LHT, Trannick, or Castle, Sim Angus, Bulls, Guys. Start calving August 20th. We will pull a preg and a mouth here this morning. On the 14 black red fall calving bred cows, look good. They're 5 to 9 year olds. They're going to be bred black semi Angus. They're going to start calving August 10th. They're vaccinated and poured. Do have one black baldy bred cow. She's about 3 to 4 weeks off. She's a 4 year old. She'll be bred black guys. There's two red white face families, 4 and 6 year olds. They've got 2 week old calves on them also. In the calf department, guys, it's not tremendously huge, but the quality is certainly great. Out of Dubois, the Hunziker calves, 5 black bull and heifers coming off the cow this morning. They're going to be 300 to 400. Valish out of Swanton's got 11 black heifers weaned and vaccinated, 5 to 650. Jason Wallman out of Adams got 11 black and black baldy bull and heifers coming off the cow this morning, 3 to 4-year-olds. Werner's out of Wilbur's got 20 black and red bull and heifers coming off the cow today. They're going to carry a vaccination at 350 to 600. The Shea cattle out of Sterling got a wean. They got a vac. There's going to be 11 black baldy, red baldy steering heifers. They're going to be 3 to 450 pounds. To sell out of First got 25 black heifers. Look nice, folks. They've got a wean. They got a vac, 5 to 750. Vock out of Nebraska City, 9 red bull and heifers. They've got a 60-day wean, 450 to 600. The Shriner calves out of Bennett, 6 black steering heifers. They've got a 2-week wean. They're going to weigh 450 to 650. Certainly we'll catch some smaller groups here today. We will start at 10 o'clock on a pretty big run of cows and bulls weigh-ups. We will certainly get on the bred cows at about that 1240, move right into the feeders. And we say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Have a great day, and you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
729 from KNDY, 64 with sunshine this hour. Bit of a warm-up trend. We'll look for highs around 90 today. Again tomorrow.
Some people swear that hot, spicy food is just the ticket for staying cooler in a summer heat wave. We will tell you why they may be onto something on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 10th, the 191st day of the year. Special Olympics founder Eunice Kennedy Shriver was born on this day, and in 1913, the mercury hit 134 degrees in Death Valley, the hottest ever recorded in the U.S. Ever wonder why some of the hottest, spiciest foods are most popular in the warmest climates? It might be because they help you cool off more quickly. The same goes for warm drinks. Studies have found that after a vigorous workout, those who drank cold water kept an elevated temperature longer than those who had a warm drink. It's all due to the perspiration reflex triggered after consuming something hot. The actual cooling takes place when the sweat evaporates, of course, so a dry, well-ventilated environment is important. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
She's every reason I take so much work on, and every reason I take so much time at home, and every single reason why I'm so much stronger, and every reason I could never be alone. Look at me, you'll see who I found. I'm beside myself whenever she's around. Without her, you'd see a different what she makes of me. She's half the man I am. When the rivers all run dry, she finds the water. And when everything is dark, she finds the light. And when it's time to fly, she's flying with me. With her on the wing, we balance out just right. Look at me, you'll see who I've found. I'm beside myself whenever she's around.
see a different man. It's what she makes of me. She's half the man I am. I'm what she's made of me. She's half the man I am. Still hanging on as the distance in between us grows and your silence feels like cuts and blows. I'm fighting scared, but I'm not leaving here. And if I lose, I put down loving you. This thing's not through. I'll fight to the end for you. And if we win, if we start all over again, no matter what we do, I'll go down loving. People change, girl, we're no different. Love is strange, you just never